Chapter 10. Guests or Prisoners. The streets of the town are empty at this hour, but some are illuminated by flaming torches. The children look around curiously. It looks like a town in the Bible. The buildings are simple, made of mud bricks. There is no glass in the windows, but many have shutters. In some of them, little oil lamps are shining. It is very quiet. In the center of the town is a square where there is a large white palace with many small windows high on its walls. The men stop outside an enormous wooden door and pull on a rope next to it. Julie notices a carving above the door. The motif is of an eagle, identical to the one Neil now has in his pocket. They hear a bell somewhere inside, and after a few minutes, the door begins to open, slowly. A little man is standing in front of them. He is dressed like the others, but his face is very wrinkled, and his white beard reaches to his waist. He indicates to them to follow him. They pass down a wide corridor, and Neil sees there are dark, ancient paintings on the walls. They show scenes of many figures in different landscapes. Now they stop in front of another door. It is beautiful, covered with silver figures of plants and animals. The old man knocks on the door with his stick, opens it slowly, and they all enter. They are in a large hall, illuminated by torches, and covered with paintings. Along the wall, opposite the door, 12 gold chairs are positioned. 12 very old men, dressed in long coloured robes, are sitting on these chairs. They are all light-skinned and white-haired. They are all staring intently at Neil, Julie, and Nutu. Then one of them stands up and speaks to the children. Neil and Julie concentrate, but they can't understand his strange language. Nutu shakes his head. He doesn't understand either.
"I'm sorry, sir. We don't understand,"
says Neil eventually. The man looks at him, surprised, then speaks in perfect English.
"Who are you? And why are you here, my boy?"
"I'm Neil Mackenzie, and this is my friend, Julie Goodwin. Our plane crashed in the jungle, and now we're lost. We're trying to reach Fort Portal and contact my father. This boy is our guide, Nutu."
"I am sorry. We cannot help you,"
replies the old man slowly.
"We do not know the place that you mention, Fort Portal. No one has left this valley for many years. We do not know the world outside."
One of the other men says something. He nods his head. Then he continues.
"You are tired from your journey. You can stay here and rest. Now I am going to speak to the other elders, and we will decide what to do."
"Thank you. You are very kind. Tomorrow we can go back through the mountains and try to find another way to Fort Portal,"
says Julie. The old man hesitates and then says,
"You do not understand, my child. We cannot permit you to leave. Our isolation here is complete. It is unfortunate that you are here, but now, to protect our community, we must insist that you remain."
"But what about Nutu?"
cries Julie.
"He must stay too. He must forget his life in the forest and live with us,"
replies the old man.
"No!"
cries Nutu desperately.
"Silence,"
he replies coldly.
"It is a risk for us if others come to search for you."
He claps his hands and a girl appears.
"Lara, accompany our guests to the tower room. Good night."
The interview is finished.
"I think that we're in trouble,"
whispers Neil.
So do I,
replies Julie.